Good afternoon, and welcome to Research Plus Pizza, a lunchtime lecture series that's brought to you by the University of Texas Libraries and that features research presentations by faculty and researchers from across the campus. And it also features pizza courtesy of our generous program supporter, Austin's Pizza. If you haven't got your food yet, then still you should move over to the right-hand side over there where it says the sign that says STEM Learning Spaces. Go ahead and get in line if you haven't already and get your food and then sit down and get ready for a fascinating presentation. Today's presenter is Didi Olaya Rodriguez from the School of Social Work. Please hold your questions until the end of her presentation. And also, because we are recording this program for podcast, we'd appreciate it if you have a question, if you would raise your hand and to ask your question, wait for me to come to you with the microphone. Don't identify yourself. You don't have to say who you are, just ask your question, okay? If you're sitting in the center section, you probably sat down in a chair that had a little half sheet in it that looks like this. It's our feedback form. Or if you're in one of the side areas, you may have a feedback form brought to you, or you can look on the ends of these little wooden dividers here, and you'll see stacks of the forms and pencils. We want to know what you thought of today's program, and we also want to know your suggestions for future programs, for topics and for presenters at future programs. So please fill out a feedback form and then just turn it upside down and leave it for us at the end of today's program. Today's program is made possible by a whole lot of people. Of course, our presenter, who we're going to be listening to in a few moments, but also the people that you see over here who are working to get the food ready for you, who are working to help us with the technology in the program, and then a whole lot of people that you didn't even see who worked to make this program happen today. And it's brought to you, as I said, by the UT Libraries. If you want to follow up on the work that you're about to hear about in today's program, the Texas Statewide Sexual Assault Prevalence Study, you can look for it in the UT Libraries repository, Texas Scholar Works. And if you go there, you'll find the study information in the PDF, and you can actually go and roll up your sleeves and read the report and get into the data. If you were looking for information to find articles, more articles on this topic, then you can contact the social work librarian, P.G. Moreno, who's based here in the PCL, and he will assist you being the librarian for social work. So now, let me introduce today's presenter. Didi Olaya Rodriguez has a B.S. from Universidad de La Salle and a Master's of Science in Social Work from UT Austin. She's a research project director at the Institute on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She came to the Institute from Colombia, South America. Recently, she managed the Institute's statewide sexual assault prevalence study, which helped bring attention to the scale and scope of the problem in Texas, and she now works on the campus climate survey component of the Cultivating Learning and Safe Environments Project, which will measure sexual assault, sexual harassment, intimate partner violence, and stalking across 13 campuses of the University of Texas system. She will speak, and then we'll take your questions at the end of her presentation. If you are uncomfortable asking a question on the microphone, we will put the slide up so that you can tweet a direct message to @UTLSL using the hashtag R+P. And now, please welcome Didi Olaya Rodriguez.
Thank you, and good afternoon. And thank you to UT Library for having me, and thank you to all of you for attending. As I'm Didi Olaya, and I am with the Institute on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault here at UT Austin, and very pleased to have the opportunity to share some of the findings of our Texas statewide sexual assault prevalence study. So this is a study that was completed just a few months ago. And so let me start by sharing with you a little bit about the Institute on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, IDVSA. We are at the Social Work School, and IDVSA is led by Dr. Noel Bush Armendariz. And the mission of this institute is to advance knowledge on interpersonal violence. So the study I am referring to is a statewide study. It was done the last year, and but this is not the first study that we had conducted in the state of Texas. Actually, we conducted a first statewide study on sexual assault in Texas back in 2003. In 2015, this study used a random sample of 1203 adult Texans. Sample was random, and we interviewed both in Spanish and in English. So I would like to share with you some of the highlights and some of the findings that we have for this study. So we know now that 6.3 million, or another way to say it, is 33% of adult Texans have experienced some form of sexual assault in Texas in their lifetime, of which 4.2 million women and 2.1 million men have this type of experiences. We also found that 413,000 of adult Texans had experienced sexual assault in the year prior to this study. We also learned that nearly two-thirds or 65% of victims reported multiple victimizations. This means that they experienced sexual assault more than once in their lifetimes. So let me now, let's look now at the victimization by gender and age. We see in this slide that if we look at the victimization by gender and age, we see that sexual assault affects both men and women, but women are twice as likely to be sexually assaulted as men in their lifetimes. So this is 43% to 22%. Women also experienced a higher rate of men, higher rate of sexual assault than men for every age group surveyed. The highest prevalence of sexual assault for women occurs when they are 18 and older, and in contrast, men reported higher sexual assault prevalence for age 17 and under. So this was something that we found interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. So now looking at sexual assault by race and ethnicity, we see that sexual assault affect all races and ethnic groups. African American, white, non-Hispanic reported the highest number or proportion of sexual assault, and Hispanic the lowest. As you can see in the graph, 33% of African American reported victimizations, 35% of white non-Hispanic, and 27% of Hispanics. So as I said earlier, we had conducted this study in 2003, and I did say make a comparison between the two studies to see how much these numbers has increased. But we needed to look at some differences that also we have in the methodology. Back in 2003, we asked 5 questions to measure prevalence, and in 2015, we asked 10 more questions. So in order to compare, we use the common 5 questions, the same question that we asked in 2003 and in 2015, and then we could make the comparison. So in the report, you will find two graphs or different graphs. one that compared only the five questions that are common to both studies, and one that compared with the total of victimization questions that we asked in 2015. In both cases, we saw a higher number of sexual assault prevalence in Texas. So this is something that is a concern and that we see is a problematic and something that we need to look at as a community. We also thought we asked ourselves what was the reasons, what could be some of the reasons of these higher numbers. And some possible explanations that we think is that definitely adding 10 more questions is measuring better the problematic than asking 5 questions. So those reasons and possible explanations are some of the areas that we also explain in the report. Other possible explanation is that the penal code on sexual assault in Texas had expanded. And since this study is using the Texas definition of sexual assault as a crime, so this also is a possible explanation why these numbers now look higher than it was back in 2013. The other possible explanation is that we might have underestimated the sexual assault data in 2003. So we see higher numbers of sexual assault, and by contrast, we saw that only few people reported the cases to the police. In fact, as we can see, only 9% reported to the police, which is this number right here. And we also found that most people with victimization experiences turned to friends and family for help. And this is also that we found very important to consider when we are working with communities, and it's seen that if most people with this type of experiences turn to family and friends the most, we might need to start talking about these problems in the communities and how to better respond to people who have this type of experiences. So in regards to the 9% of people that reported to the police, which is a very low number in comparison to the high numbers of prevalence and incidents, we did ask them an open-ended question, and we asked them why they didn't report to the police. And they gave us different reasons. And I would like to share with you what were those top reasons. So the top reasons that they gave was they didn't define the experience as crime. That was one of the most common responses. Then they said that others said that they were too young to report because this might have happened when they were children and unable to report themselves. They were also too scared to report. And other reasons that they gave us is that they wanted to forget about and move on in their life. They didn't want to talk about that anymore. Another reason that I find very important to keep in mind is that a lot of these participants, they think that they didn't think anyone would believe them. So some issues about trust. And this is also something to think about, like what are those feelings when people who had sexual assault experiences go through when they want to report these cases to a professionals or in this case to law enforcement. So as we can see, sexual assault is a complex, serious, and prevalent problem in Texas. We know that this is an issue that not only affect Texans, adults, and the state, but also is definitely happen in campuses. And that is a problem that also happened in every campus. And we see that this high number of victims that turn to the friends and family for help might also be a reality for campuses. We don't want to assume that, but we might want to explore that more in detail. So in this new study that we are undertaking, we are also keeping some of these questions that we asked in the statewide study, such why you didn't report these follow-up questions, to know what are those barriers or situations that prevent people from reporting. This also requires the whole community to solve it and to think about that. We also know this is a societal problem. In this new study that we are taking on campus, was mentioned before, is a new research called Cultivating Learning and Safe Environment class. So let me clarify something. This new study that I was talking just before is the statewide study that was conducted at the Texas level. We didn't focus in college campus, and this is already done, and now we are undertaking in a new study, which is in campuses at UT level system. So this new study focuses, this is a 4-year research project that seeks to better understand sexual assault, dating violence, sexual harassment, and stalking crimes across the University of Texas system. These campus climate surveys students at the 13 UT system campuses and has different stages. So one stage is the survey, which is the what we call class survey. Then there is another a component of this study, which is a focused analysis to each campuses, where we are looking at to what is the specific and the needs and response that each campus has. Each campus has different resources and different cultures and different needs. So we are doing a focused analysis at each campus. And another component of this study is a multi-year cohort study to assess impact and programs outcomes at UT Austin. And also another component of this study which I don't have in these slides, is the economic, socioeconomic impact of sexual assault in campuses. And we are looking at something very specific, and is how much it costs, sexual assault cost to individual and to campuses. And we are working in several areas to understand what is the impact, economic impact of this study. So this is something more specific that we are doing in this study. And this is wanting to answer several questions, and that include extent of the problem, but also how much it costs and the factors that we need to assess to have a comprehensive understanding of the scope and prevalence of this campus, but more specifically to campus. So that is where we are. This is an ongoing study, and that we are just starting. Lila Wood is the senior project director, the person who will have more answers about this specific new study. I might have more answers about the statewide study, but I welcome questions that you might have in regards to either of those studies.
Okay, if you have questions, just raise your hand and I'll bring the microphone around to you. And as we said before, if you would prefer not to ask your question via the microphone, then you can tweet it as a direct message and I'll be monitoring that as well and I'll read out your question. Okay. I have a few questions actually that, if you don't mind, that I'd like to start with. So I was wondering if other campuses have done a class-like study outside, because this is strictly UT system,
yes.
Right? So are there other campuses and colleagues that you're working with maybe in the A&M system or some of the tech system or some of the other university systems in Texas that are doing this type of work?
Yeah, I really don't know about the universities in Texas. So far, what we understand, this is like kind of unique study because the scope and and aims.
Okay. All right. And then I was wondering also about similar studies in other states and maybe how Texas compares in terms of the sexual assault prevalence to other states that might have done this type of work.
Yeah. We are using a lot of learning from other states that we have conducted this study. We are before we worked in the design of the instruments, there were a lot of work with scholars across the country that gathered together to create some scales that have already been validated in other campuses. So we used those learnings to apply here to this study.
Okay, thanks. We have any audience questions?
I have a relatively broad question. I'm curious as to know what you believe the role of sex education, culture, media, and pornography may play in high prevalences of sexual assault, and for example, the lack of consent in education and its appearance in our culture.
That's a great question. It's a very important question also to be asked to the community, to the university, to each campuses. So we are not. We have some scales to measure some cultural things, cultural belief, some of part of the culture on campuses, we still don't have those answers because we are just starting the study, but we will keep those in mind. Thank you for that, asking that.
I was wondering, since the release, I think it was August of 2015 that your study came out, and because of the difference between the numbers that you see and the slide you showed with the small percentage that actually report to the police, what's been the response from law enforcement across the state to your study?
They have been very interested to know about our findings, and we have done some presentations and have discussed about these numbers. And so they have been very receptive to listen, and they found very, they really like that we had asked to the participants why they didn't report. So that's something that we have shared with them, and they have been very receptive and willing to listen and to learn from that.
Did you find that there were cultural differences in willingness to report?
Can you tell me a little bit more about?
Maybe different communities have different degrees of comfort or discomfort in terms of reporting?
Yeah, no, we didn't do that comparison because we didn't ask, you know, we asked this was a random sample to of it was a representative representation of Texans, and so the findings comes from that approach of being a random sample to of a statewide type of a study. So we didn't did those more specific analysis.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell us before we finish up here?
Just to say that thank you for coming and for being interested in this topic. Sometimes when we are at college, we think that this is a problem out there. This is a problematic that affects to some other people but us, or that survivors or victims are somewhere else. The invitation to think that this is a problem that is everywhere and to think this is a social problem, no individual problem, no a personal problem or private problem, is a social problem, and to be willing to step in and think ourselves, what is my role as part of this community, as part of this college campus, and what I can do.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you all for attending Research Plus Pizza. Probably where you're sitting or somewhere near where you're sitting, there's a half sheet like this. We want to know your feedback on today's program and what you learned. And we also want to know what you'd like to learn about. So tell us if there are topics you'd like to see on Research Plus Pizza in the future, or if there are presenters that are doing some research you know about that you feel like other people ought to know about on this campus, put that down on the feedback form. And then you can hand that over to us, or you can turn it upside down in your chair on your table, and we'll collect those. Thanks for coming out. We'll be back on April 5th when we'll talk about gender and language.